And again, this week we are joined by Anita Keys as we continue our Tales of Agriculture. And this time we're going to dig a little bit deeper and learn a little bit more about Anita Keys. And she was awarded an what they call Exceptional Women's Award. And let's learn a little bit about that, if you would tell us about that, Anita.
Okay, and what this is, okay, so there's an Exceptional Women's Conference that is sponsored by Northeast Community College in Norfolk every year. This year was in the fall. And at this, they always select one exceptional woman of the year kind of a deal. And I, of course, know several of the gals that have gotten it in the past. And, oh, these are people, you know, that have served on national boards or that, you know, maybe their husband became disabled and they had to take over the ranch or, you know, all kinds of really outstanding women. So I was totally shocked when I found out that I was the selection for this year. And the way they do it, you are nominated by your peers. And in my mind, those are really cool awards because those are the people that really know you and know what you're all about. So that was quite an honor.
And that came through Northeast Community College?
Yes, we have a lot of kids that go that direction, and they've got a real strong agriculture program there and some new facilities, and it's a statewide. Anybody can come to this women's conference, but you need to get notified right away because they limit it to how many people will fit in the largest room they have on campus because part of it is promoting their campus, and so they want people on campus. So it's become quite the deal.
Well, we know a lot of us are here because of agriculture. Why are you part of agriculture?
Okay. Well, and if you go clear to my background, I grew up on a farm outside of Wayne, Nebraska, between Wayne and Wakefield, and not very involved. I mean, yes, we walked beans, and we, you know, gathered eggs, and we took care of the chickens, but I was never one of those kids out on the tractor and that sort of a thing. I didn't need to be, and I was very involved in all the 4-H projects there were. So that was part of that. Then I went to UNL. I studied home ec, what's now FCS, had lots of ag friends, lived out on East Campus, wonderful place to go to school, wonderful memories there. And then after college, I went as an IFE, which was at that time was an International 4-H Youth Exchange. And that was 6 months I spent in Germany, and I'm still very involved in that, the Alumni Association, and we still try to do that, find kids that want to go. And you're a little older. See, I was out of college, which totally would recommend that kind of an experience. Okay, then I wanted to work in Extension, so I did that for a little bit. I'm down in Thayer County. All this time, I'd met Carrie in college. We got married. And then I moved out here to the ranch. I worked in Extension for a little bit with Central Sand Hills, got to know ladies clear out far to Hyannis and all over the place, so that was great fun. My role on the ranch, it's changed as things have changed, and now that I'm getting called out more and more to help with different things, so I am learning a lot. Also, we had two daughters, Stacy and Amanda, who got to help win the hay field, and they helped out a lot, so that's great fun. It's always good when they come back for branding and that kind of thing. Stacy is now, she lives in Wayne, but she works in Burt County Extension, so in Tecamas, so she's involved in agriculture all the time. And then Amanda is in Broken Bow, and she went the accounting route, and obviously, if you live in Custer County, she deals with a lot of agriculture people in their accounting. Huge, busy time for her right now with all the accounting. So those are some of the things they've gotten into, things that I've been involved in. Okay, so ag in the classroom. And actually, Becky Shelm was the lady who got me started with that. And I've had kids in classrooms all over the state. This year we had Ogallala, and Carrie actually went with me for the first time to go visit the classroom. Otherwise, we just write letters back and forth, and that's sponsored by Farm Bureau. I've had a chance to be part of the LEAD program, which that's through the university, and that's an ag leadership program. They pick like 20 people each year, and you have sessions that you go to, both, you know, whether it's in Nebraska, the nation, and even international part of that, and wonderful learning experience there. Women in Ag, which is a lot like the Exceptional Women. They have a conference every year. They have lots of other programs. That's sponsored through the university, and that's held in Kearney every year. course, that happened to be during a blizzard this year, and I didn't go. Often it is during a blizzard when they have that conference. But anyway, they cover all kinds of good materials for women in ag. One of the latest things I've got involved in is Common Ground, and that is ag women, whether you're a farmer or rancher, sharing with other women. So you try to find common ground with other women. So helping them to understand where their food comes from, maybe clearing up some of the misunderstandings there are about food, whether it's GMOs or those sort of things. And that I've really enjoyed getting to do some things. Like just this morning I taped at Pure Nebraska, and so I got to do a little food demonstration. My little 4-H experience comes in there. So those are some of the things that I've had the chance to be part of.
Well, when you're not a part of that, you have a business/hobby a lot of people around here see you doing.
Yes. Okay, so, yeah, when I'm not helping carry or subbing at school, I have Keys Canning and Crafts, and I make all these different jellies. And so, yeah, whenever I have a day that I'm home, and especially, like, I like making those in the wintertime, I freeze the berries and that sort of thing ahead of time. And so I make, like, up to 50 different kinds of jams and jellies, and hello, if you've got a recipe you want me to try, I can give it a go. And so I've had a lot of fun doing that. And then I make these little hot pads. Coming up is Bargain Byway right around the corner. So, yep, I got to get things prepped for that.
Well, Anita, I appreciate it very much. And we're just looking for some tales of agriculture. Agriculture, very, very important in Nebraska, in our neck of the woods. And appreciate you telling us a story about you and everything that you do.
Thank you.